People are not getting much work done in parts of Europe. In Greece today, a nationwide strike to protest government austerity measures has closed businesses and schools. Police were told clashed with thousands of protesters near the parliament building in Athens. Last night, there were also violent protests in Spain. Demonstrators there launched a new movement they call Occupy Congress. They surrounded the Spanish parliament with a human chain before clashing with police. Lauren Frere was in the crowd in Madrid.
Thousands of Spaniards rallied outside Parliament, the symbol of Spanish power and increasingly the target of anger over the dismal economy. Spain has Europe's highest jobless rate, near 25%. Silvia Alvarez is a public school teacher forced to take a pay cut amid government austerity measures. She blames Spain's ruling conservatives.
They just do what the companies tell them and the banks tell them. And I think as citizens, we have to go outside to the streets to claim a right to say no to the politics, because that is the real democracy.
After more than a year of mostly peaceful protests, this one got violent. Riot police fired rubber bullets. More than 60 people were hurt and dozens arrested. Tomorrow, Spain unveils a 2013 draft budget expected to include more cuts to health care, education and early retirement programs. Madrid desperately wants to avoid a second, larger EU bailout beyond what it's already getting for its troubled banks. But rapid cutbacks can be destabilizing, says economist Gonzalo Garland at Madrid's IE Business School.
More adjustments leads to more recession, and more recession makes it you not being able to comply with the objective, and therefore you have to adjust a second time, and therefore you fall further into recession, and therefore this is what is dangerous.
Unemployment is rising, tax revenue is falling, and several Spanish regions say they're nearly broke. Spain may have no choice but to turn to Europe for help. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.